This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Office Bureau's meeting of Nepali Congress extends tenure of active membership probe committee for a day. President Vidyadevi Bhandari inaugurates Wu Museum at Sindhuli. Health Ministry directs hospitals to expedite preparation to tackle possible third wave of COVID-19. And bus accident kills at least 18 people in Uttar Pradesh of India. Now the news in detail. The ruling coalition partners have agreed to finalize the shape of cabinet soon. Nepali Congress General Secretary Purna Bahadur Khadka said a meeting of the top leaders from the coalition partners held at Balwata today agreed to expand the cabinet at the earliest. The meeting also discussed about bringing the government's common minimum programs and forging an agreement while making government appointments. Top leaders from different political parties advised Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva about the government's operation. The meeting is also reported to have reviewed the government's performance. The Nepali Congress has extended the tenure of the Active Membership Probe Committee for a day as the committee could not forge consensus on distribution of memberships. Nepali Congress spokesperson Biswa Prakash Sharma said the party's office bureau's meeting held at the private residence of party president and prime minister Sher Bahadur Deva in Buddha Nilakantha today extended the tenure of the committee for a day. The meeting has been called for tomorrow again. Nepali Congress had formed a committee on the 9th of February to sort out disputes on the party's active membership distribution. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has inaugurated the War Museum in Sindhuligarhi today. Inaugurating the War Museum today, President Bhandari described the historic Sindhuligarhi as an identity of the bravery and heroism of Nepali. Terming the museum as the excellent example of the civil-military relations, the president said it could be developed as a research center for scholars and a famous destination for tourists. On the occasion, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Gyanendra Bahadur Kharki, assured the government's support for further development of the museum. The historic museum commemorates Nepal and East India Company's 1767 war in which Nepal gave the company troops a humiliating defeat. Arms and ammunition and documents relating to the same war have been put on display in the museum. The Education and Health Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to conduct grade 12 examinations ensuring health safety. Addressing the committee today, Committee President Jayapuri Gharte said the government should arrange doctors, nurses and medicines at the exam centres while conducting the exam. The committee also asked the ministry to manage separate rooms for the infected candidates and ensure strict compliance to health safety measures. On the occasion, Secretary at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Ram Prasad Thapaliya, pleased to implement the suggestions furnished by the committee. With health ministry and health experts warning of the third wave of the pandemic, the National Examination Board had said the grade 12 examinations to begin from the 15th of August. The members of the Development and Technology Committee under the House of Representatives have stressed on carrying out on-site monitoring of the National Pride Project. Speaking in the committee's meeting today, the lawmakers stressed on monitoring the development projects, saying the pandemic and house dissolution had hampered the assessment of development works. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for short break.
सुरेश के छ खबर कहाँ छौ
मेरो सब ठिक छ यार अफिसमा छु
अनि घर तयार भयो तिम्रो
अँ घर त तयार भयो यार अब घरमा इन्टरनेट टेलिभिजन लाइन अनि टेलिफोन नम्बर पनि लिनु थियो अब तिमी नै छौ यहाँ नेपालमा पाइने सुविधाको बारेमा जानकार भएको म त 15 वर्ष भयो यार देशबाट टाढा भएको सजेस्ट गर न यार कुन राम्रो होला
ए इन्टरनेट टेलिभिजन लाइन र टेलिफोन सेवाका लागि हो भने आँखा चिम्लेर नेपाल टेलिकमको फाइबर टु द होम FTTH सेवा लिइहाल तिमीलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा नेपाल टेलिकममा पाउँछौ ढुक्क भएर लिएर आउँछ
ल गजब भएछ मलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा एउटै फाइबरबाट पाउने भएपछि थ्याङ्क यू यार
थ्याङ्क यू मलाई भन्दा नेपाल टेलिकमलाई भन जनतालाई निरन्तर सेवा दिदै आएको छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back now, more news. The meeting of the Central Work Executive Execution Committee, of the People's Socialist Party has consensed the work of finalizing the names of ministers to join government to top three leaders of the party. People's Socialist Party leader Mrigendra Kumar Singh said the meeting of the committee held at Balkumari of Lalitpur consisted the right to selection ministers from the party to Federal Council Chair of the party Baburam Bhattarai, Executive Chair Upendra Yadav and Senior Leader Ashok Rai. Leader Yadav further said a standard has been formulated to select ministers considering class, region and communities. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed hospitals and medical institutions to expedite preparations to tackle the possible third wave of coronavirus to avoid its severe impact on children. Speaking at the regular press briefing of the Health Ministry today, Joint Spokesperson Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari urged all to remain alert and adopt preventive measures to protect the children from COVID-19. Citing the rising cases of the COVID-19, detection of mutant variants and lack of vaccines to children, Joint Spokesperson Adhikari says the children are at high risk of third wave of COVID-19. The Health Ministry has recorded 3,840 new cases of COVID-19 today. As per the Ministry's latest update, 1,993 people have recovered from the COVID infection in the last 24 hours. The Ministry has also recorded additional 33 corona-related deaths today, taking the total death toll to 9,791 in the country. Four leaders who were expelled from the CPN Maoist Center have filed a writ at the Supreme Court demanding the reinstatement of their membership of the House of Representatives. Lekhraj Bhatta, Top Bahadur Rai Majhi, Prabhu Saha and Gauri Shankar Chaudhary reached the Apex Court today asking reinstatement of their membership in Parliament. After they joined the CPN UML, abandoning the CPN Maoist Center, the CPN Maoist Center had taken action against them, resulting in termination of their membership of the House of Representatives. The National Examination Board is preparing to publish the secondary education examination results by the 9th of August. Examination Controller for Grade 10 Rudra Adhikari said the work of mark verification and other result-related works were going on at Wo Fu Tang. The government is publishing the result of the secondary education examination 2077 Bikram Samvat based on the internal evaluation as the exam set for the 10th of May could not take place due to travel restrictions imposed to curb corona infection. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. At least 18 migrant workers have died in a bus and truck collision in the northern Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. Authorities say the bus heading to Bihar from Haryana met with an accident in the early hours today. The police say the bus overloaded with 140 passengers met with an accident, leaving another 30 people injured. Thousands of scientists have repeated call for urgent action to tackle the climate emergency, warning that severe tipping points are now imminent. A group of scientists, including more than 14,000 scientists, have signed an initiative declaring a worldwide climate emergency. In an article published in the journal Bioscience today, they said governments had consistently failed to address the overexploitation of the earth, which they describe as the root cause of the crisis. Now the general weather forecast for the tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of the Province 1, Province 2 and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Office Bureau's meeting of Nepali Congress extends tenure of active membership probe committee for a day. President Vidya Devi Bhandari inaugurates War Museum at Sindhuli. Health Ministry directs hospitals to expedite preparation to tackle possible third wave of COVID-19. And bus accident kills at least 18 people in Uttar Pradesh of India. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.